Blog Talk Radio.
A little article here that I'm going to read. This was published, and I'll tell you where I got this. This is from The Guardian online. Okay? TheGuardian.com. This is an article written by a man by the name of Duncan Campbell from Los Angeles. And it was first published Tuesday, 10th July 2001. Film fans sue over corrupt reviews. Movie fans in America are suing the major studios and film critics for allegedly misleading the public with favorable reviews whose quotes are exploited on movie adverts. The lawsuit claims that the critics' opinions have been compromised by studio hostility. The legal action brought in Los Angeles by a group called Citizens for Truth in Movie Advertising, along with four individuals, claimed that the seven major studios and a number of film companies quote effusive reviews from journalists who have been too royally entertained to be subjective in their criticism. It also named six reviewers as benefiting from junket trips, in which airfares and hotel bills are often paid for by the studios. The lawsuit claims that the adverts, which quote these reviewers, mislead people because they do not reveal the hospitality they have received. We got a caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Hollywood?
Hey, who is this?
This is Jalen.
Jalen, how you doing? Listen, I want to apologize to you and other people. I know this is like a bum rush show, but I had to do it now because I won't have time later. But you said Jalen, right?
Yes, sir.
Jalen, what do you think about these so-called critics? You know, telling us on YouTube and on their podcasts, giving us fake reviews for a movie because they're getting paid. What's your opinion about these fucking lousy scumbags?
They are like, they are ego-driven punk bitches to me, thinking their opinion matters. You hear me?
Yeah, so you're saying that you don't even listen to them to begin with. But I know you have an opinion about it. I mean, what, you know, who do they think these guys are fooling? When you and your friends go to a movie, all right, and you don't like it, they don't like it, but the reason you guys even showed up to the film is because you heard so-and-so on YouTube or somebody who did listen to them on YouTube or on a podcast told you the movie was good, but they didn't watch it yet. I mean, should these critics be held accountable?
Hell yes, like Roger Ebert, right?
Well, Roger Ebert's dead. Okay, so it's a little too late. It's a little too late for Roger to pay anything. You know that to tarnish him.
They should be held accountable.
But,
they should never
but
be
if you
to
could,
again.
If you could, Jalen, if you could, let's say right now, I, Hollywood God, gave you the power to come up with a punishment when these critics who give good reviews to bad films, they get caught. What would be the punishment? I give you the power. What would you judge them to do? How would Jalen punish these critics? Go ahead.
Oh, man. What can be the worst thing? Take away, fire them for whatever newspaper they work for. You know, totally shut them out of YouTube any way they can to give reviews. Like, make them vilified and hated.
That's good, Jalen. That's good. I like where your mind's at. But I got one more thing. I got one more thing. I want to hear what you have to think about this one. Hit them where it hurts, Jalen. You know what I mean?
Money.
You hit the nail on the head by taking their jobs away. But a lot of these guys are self-independent. In other words, they're not working for a boss. They're their own boss. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
I think they should be fined. I think the law, I think that we should fine them, the authority should fine them thousands of dollars every time they get caught giving a good review for a bad film. What do you think of that?
Hell yes. Fine them a lot of money. Fine them. I don't care. Whatever they do, like, as long as they're punished, I'm cool with it.
Aha. Okay, now I'm going to finish this article that I'm reading. I don't remember where I left off. Let me see. Okay. Here we go. Now, this is an article that was written back in 2001, okay? So it shows you that this corruption stems back since then. So if you think that back then they were doing these shenanigans, if you think they're not still doing it, you got to be a fool. You got to, not you personally, Jalen. I'm saying anybody who doesn't believe these guys are getting paid off. Okay? So here we go. The lawsuit alleges that this breaches Californian law, which bans false and misleading advertising, thus making the company guilty of fraudulent concealment and unfair business practices. The action follows a growing debate about film advertising. One studio was exposed last month, and this is back in 2001, I'm just reminding everybody, as running favorable quotes from a film critic who did not exist. While another used staff posing as cinema goers to to give endorsements. Studios have cut back significantly on their Legarcy, I don't know what the fucking word that is. I hate when people use words I never heard of before. But anyway, recently, after attacks from established critic groups who are scornful of the reviewers they call blurbmeisters, there are objections to the fact that some journalists are given special access to stars, have their photo taken with the actors on set, and get flown at studio expense to exotic locations. On the tacit understanding that they will be generous in their reviews. Peter Bart, editor-in-chief of Variety, the Entertainment Industry Daily, said that he does not allow staff to take free trips and have their hotels paid for, and that any gifts beyond token ones were unacceptable. So what do you think of that, Jalen? Not only, okay, do they pay off guys, they actually create critics. And then they put a fake name with a fake review on the bottom of the movie poster or in the newspaper or in a commercial. What do you think of that, Jalen?
Just creating loyal servants to me, loyal slaves, excuse me. That's the more proper term. Speaking of John Campia, wasn't he given special permission to go to that Transformers set back in 06, 07 when he bitched about him?
Jalen, I am so glad you brought that up. Thank you for reminding
me.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to condense this whole, sad story really quick so that, in case anybody else calls in, they have time to talk. But I'm gonna tell you what happened because I was there. I used to watch and hear this idiot when he had what was called the movie blog uncut. And basically what happened was, John Campia went trolling on some sites, and some page or some website, some other movie outlet, had a picture of Bumblebee, okay? Since they had a picture of Bumblebee, it was a leak, okay? Since that website had the picture of Bumblebee, John Campia then decided, well, I'm going to take the picture, and I'm going to put it up on my website to promote the movie Transformers. You know what I'm saying? So he did that. But then Paramount found out that he was sharing the leaked photo of Bumblebee. Paramount contacted his web provider, which at that time was called GoDaddy.com. Okay? It wasn't Paramount had no power to take off his website from, shut down his website. All they did was threaten GoDaddy.com with a lawsuit. And it was GoDaddy.com that decided to shut down Campia's website. But then he got upset and blamed, guess what, Jalen?
What?
I accidentally set this show up for only 15 minutes, so we only have like a minute left now. I think we have some overtime after that, but just so you know, okay? So anyway, to finish up the tale, Campia attacked Paramount Online. He went on a diatribe to saying that he wasn't going to promote Transformers, that fuck them, how dare they shut down his site, even though it was really his web provider that did that. He went in a diatribe, and I wish you could find this video on YouTube. Maybe it is still out there, but this son of a bitch went crazy. There's a letter that he wrote. He actually published a letter online of what he sent Paramount. Paramount became pussies and kowtowed to fucking Campia and then sent him over to the set so he could see what was going on, meet Michael Bay, meet the stars, you know what I'm saying? And that was Campia's foot in the door. That was Campia's foot in the door, Jalen, okay?
Oh, man.
You have anything left to say, Jalen, before I call it a night? Because, like I said, this show's about to end a little bit.
Yeah, what I want to talk about. What was your subject again? You said
well,
the shows
in Hollywood?
Well, today's
was corrupt critics, people who get paid for their film reviews. They're positive film reviews.
Positive.
But if there's something else you want to talk about, we can do it. It's going to have to do it quick.
How do you feel about this upcoming summer of movies, you know?
Well,
what's your most anticipated?
I did a YouTube video. Basically, it's called No, Don't Know, or Hell No. So if you get a chance, check that out.
Okay.
I talk about all the upcoming movies and which ones I'm excited for. Off the bat, I can say I can't wait to see The Incredibles 2.
That's a long time in the making.
Yeah, and I hope it doesn't work against the movie. But if I have to say I'm looking forward to one, that would be it. Which one are you looking forward to?
Oh man, that's one of them. That's definitely up top. And that's pretty much it, you know. I'm going to skip town on that Jurassic World. They gave everything away on that one.
There's no point in seeing that crap. There's no point. I'll tell you one, though, that I stress everybody don't see. People are going to go see Jurassic Park no matter what. So no matter what I say, it doesn't matter. But there is one movie that I plead. I get on my knees, and I tell people to avoid completely. And it's a movie that's upcoming called Kings. I don't know if you heard about this movie.
The L.A. Riots movie?
Yeah, the L.A. Riots movie. This movie, Lord. Jalen, I'm telling people to avoid it because this movie is nothing but pure propaganda. It's to get people stirred up again, to get angry again at the verdict of the police, at the riots that happened after. I plead, anybody listening to this show, please avoid that piece of shit movie called Kings. Avoid it, okay? It's nothing but pure propaganda. It's there to stir the honeypot. It's there to cause... I wouldn't be surprised if it starts more riots. How about them, Apple?
I agree. When's the next time you're going to do a live show?
Well, I usually do them Fridays at 6 p.m.
Friday.
But because of circumstances beyond my control, I had to do this one right now. So next Friday at 6 p.m., hopefully, okay?
All right, cool. All right.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Hollywood.
Thanks, Jalen, for calling in. Huh?
No problem, bro.
All right, thanks, man. All right. So there you have it, people. I'm going to see if I can finish off the – did I finish this? Let me see. That was it. That's the end of the article. So there you go. There you go, people. So if you thought corruption was over, hell no, okay? These guys are as corrupt as ever, okay? Don't trust these podcasters. Not all of them, but the majority of these podcasters are bullshitters. Don't trust these YouTube critics who have no credentials whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? Don't trust these people. They're shills for the movie studios. Till next time, y'all. Peace.